This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Joe Biden's second-place finish in Nevada behind Bernie Sanders is giving the Democratic presidential candidate a boost. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
It's a lifeline for Biden, who's been trailing behind the other frontrunners, and it could convince skeptics he has a path to the nomination as the primary moves to more diverse states.
We're alive, and we're coming back, and we're going to win.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren told supporters she didn't see her fourth-place finish as a loss and then railed against Mike Bloomberg, saying he was trying to buy the election, even though he wasn't on the ballot in Nevada.
It's a big threat. Not a tall one, but a big one. Michael Bloomberg.
Fifth-place finisher Amy Klobuchar says she exceeded expectations. Also still in the fight, billionaire Tom Steyer. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday a seven-day partial truce with the Afghan Taliban has been holding up, and it could eventually lead to his signing of a peace deal with the insurgent group. Trump's remarks came a day after the reduction in violence truce took effect across Afghanistan on Saturday, with all parties to the 18-year-old Afghan war agreeing to not launch offensive operations for a week. Mr. Trump told reporters before his departure on a trip to India that he wants to see how the truce works out. He said the cooling-off period has been holding up, but he stressed that progress over the remaining days was key to taking the next steps in the Afghan peace process. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake near the Turkish-Iranian border early Sunday killed 9 people in Turkey and injured at least 65 in Iran. The quake was felt primarily in Turkey's Van province, where 9 people, including 4 children, were killed. 37 were injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in the town of Habash-e-Olya in Iran's West Azerbaijan province. VOA News.